Baseball is in the air. The Little League World Series is underway. Whether there will be a Major League World Series is a question. Players have set August 30th as a strike date. If they do strike, it could drive away fans still smarting from the work stoppage of 1994, the year the World Series was canceled. A strike could also make it tougher for the Major League to woo teens and young children who may not find the sport as relevant as it was 20 to 30 years ago. In the days ahead, baseball may be pinning its hopes on fans like 11-year-old Sam Spitz of Chicago. This summer, he played on 4 Little League teams, and after a practice game, he raced home and turned on the radio.
There's a swing and a miss, 3-2. Then, in what so far has been the game's key play...
Listening to the Cubs game, it's the Cubs versus the Phillies. Kerry Wood is pitching against Robert Person. It's the bottom of the sixth, and the score is 3-1.
Sam is a huge fan of the Chicago Cubs. Pictures of players plaster the walls of his room. There's a nearly life-size cutout of home run slugger Sammy Sosa in one corner of the room. On a bookshelf, there's a lineup of baseball cards.
These are my best baseball cards. Well, and some of them are just my favorite. I have Sandy Koufax. That's rookie Sandy Koufax. That's probably worth close to $1,000. Next to that's a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie. Next to that's a Fergie Jenkins.
This ticket up here, the Cubs versus the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, it was Mark Pryor's debut. He's a top prospect for the Cubs, and he came up. He pitched a pretty good game. He went 6 innings, struck out 10.
So you got to see that game.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Fun.
On Sam's desk, there are pages of notebook paper. He's a statistics freak, getting up at 6 a.m. to get the newspaper to update what's happened with the Chicago Cubs.
Very nice. Keep your eyes on the target.
Not too far from the Cubs' Wrigley Field, Little League teams are practicing at Wells Park. It's one of the city's largest leagues, about 1,000 kids. 12-year-old Joe Wald, throwing pitches to his coach, is one of them.
I usually play first base, but I can pitch an inning or two in relief.
Unlike most of the young ballplayers here who are Cubs fans, Joe wears a Chicago White Sox jersey. He says he gets a lot of grief for that. But like many of his teammates, Joe keeps track of who's hitting home runs in the major leagues.
Well, on my team, the White Sox, Paul Konerko, he's pretty good. He's an all-star team. He's at about 22, 23.
How do you know all your stats?
Well, I have baseball cards. That's one thing. And I watch ESPN, SportsCenter. It's a show. It tells you about all the teams, all the stats. It's a really great show.
There's lots of baseball card trading among this group. 12-year-old Paul Hermanson says for some of them, it's an investment.
I just collect to look at the pictures. And I figure if the stock market ever crashes, it's a good way to feed my family.
This year's report on trends in team sports by SGMA, the Sporting Goods Manufacturing Association, shows baseball remains the number one organized sport for boys between the ages of 6 and 17. TV's Nielsen ratings for younger fans increased during the Sammy Sosa-Mark McGwire slugfest, but teens typically are more interested in basketball and football. And other sports leagues, video games, and even minor league baseball teams have had an impact on who's interested in major league ball.
Okay.
Hey, ready.
Along Chicago's lakefront, a group of boys and girls dressed in bright green and blue shorts and T-shirts are playing a quick-footed game of soccer. The SGMA says it's the country's hottest growing team sport. Ask these kids, mostly immigrants from Eritrea, if they're interested in baseball, and the answer is not really. Soccer comes first, and then...
Basketball.
There's different seasons for them. So if it's like winter, it'll be football. If it's summer, it'll be soccer and different stuff like that.
14-year-old Arena Palos and her buddies say baseball can be a little boring. Research firm Scarborough USA says baseball generally appeals to an older crowd. It's put the median age of today's baseball fan at 45. There's a caveat. Everyone surveyed was 18 or older. Baseball advocates say other data shows the 40-year-old who's buying baseball tickets is doing so for a family, which includes a couple of kids. Even so, this spring, the Major League launched a $35 million advertising campaign in the hopes of attracting young fans. This TV spot features Frankie Muniz from the TV show Malcolm in the Middle.
Who do I like? Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know why. I guess whenever I play the video games, I always play as them, you know, and do the whole seasons with them. And I enjoy being the Brewers when I play the video games. And I've never been to Milwaukee, but I'll be a fan.
Catch a moment you'll never
The league's
forget.
Webpage also has a section for kids featuring games, tips from the pros, and interviews. The MLB has invested in a number of youth outreach programs, and generally, baseball clubs run their own. Chicago White Sox marketing director Rob Gallis says most kids don't play baseball every day like he did as a kid, so the White Sox offer training centers, week-long baseball camps for young ball players around the Chicago area.
The idea being that if we can get kids to play baseball more and to play it better, they go on to play it longer as a kid, become a better baseball fan.
Now, here are your 2002 Chicago White Sox.
About six times during the season, the White Sox also host Kids Day. Children 13 and under get into Comiskey Park for a dollar. There's a petting zoo. Older children get a chance to run the bases, practice their hitting in a batting cage, and get players' autographs. 10-year-old Madeline Nelson stood in line with her dad.
I got Willie Harrison's.
All right. And is that good for you?
Yeah. Happy.
Do you like baseball?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I don't know, just coming out to the ballpark and watching everybody play.
But the game has lost some of its luster for 18-year-old Howard Templer.
I'm not as interested in baseball as I used to be because I think all the records are being shattered by steroids.
But you still come to get autographs?
I like the White Sox a lot. I follow them, but I don't watch as much as I used to.
How about your friends? Are they interested in baseball and coming to games? And
most of my friends don't come to games. I come to some White Sox games with a couple of my friends. I think it had to do with the strike before. They just stopped following it for a little while. And now they don't follow it as much.
Talk of a strike clearly does not faze 9-year-old Brody Alexander. He travels with his brother and father to baseball games and spring training. He proudly showed off a photo album full of autographed pictures of the White Sox Frank Thomas and talked about the souvenirs he was able to get while at spring training camp.
In spring training, we got 285 baseballs. We could just go up, tap him on the shoulder. We could do anything to him, but we could not kick him or anything like that. But we could ask for like bats, helmets, anything.
While Brody talks, his 11-year-old brother Jordan, wearing a White Sox jersey, sits nearby. He's keeping track of the game, writing on a scorecard in his lap.
I think baseball's fun because you get to see all different sorts kinds of players and what they're like and how they play and all that.
Tell me why you like keeping the scorecard.
Well, I like to just put it down and so.
Almost a home run, but not quite. Jordan marks the out on the scorecard.
Too bad that guy wasn't smaller.
Jordan Alexander says he'll be going to baseball games all of his life, and that's just what the major leagues are counting on.